Rome had to find a replacement for the goddess worship. There is absolutely no history of worshiping Mary before 313 AD. Shocking. But it was perfect. Mary, the mother of Jesus. Hey, we can give the pagans their goddess. It fits perfectly. You know, the Pope? You know, since the formation of the Roman Empire, most emperors, including Constantine himself, by the way, declared themselves Pontifex Maximus, which is the pagan high priest. And in 337 AD, the Emperor Gratian didn't want to declare himself the pagan high priest. So guess who took over? The bishop of the Roman Catholic Church. And from then on, you have your pope that everyone worships, you know, as the supreme leader. Look, that is how a pagan priest became the pope, right there. I mean, this is really its own sermon series, but you want to read a history that is filled with murder and sodomy and rape and incest and bestiality and all the sickest, twistedest, most things you could possibly imagine in history? Read the history of the popes. It's disgusting. The things that these men did, and they're on record. They're on record saying, some of them, that they did these things. I mean, it's not historical question marks. And you have to be willingly blind to not want to go out and find these things out. Okay, back to, you talk about a cult. I mean, it's the biggest cult in America today. Look, it's insulting. You want to insult God? I mean, it's blasphemous. Is what it is. To make some sculpture of the Lord Jesus Christ who's naked and put him in a church for everyone, at the center for everyone to look up, that's not even him. I mean, to make paintings where he's some, you know, he's holding a sheep, and it's not even him. It's not even him. It's just they're making fake gods. And while they're doing it, they're insulting the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, how hard is it to understand that no one knows what Jesus looks like? Who would even make a portrait of somebody that they don't even know what they look like? It's weird, but just because it's this major Catholic church that everyone's used to, we're all desensitized to it. It should make us mad. It should make us sick. I mean, they're insulting the Lord Jesus Christ. These popes are a bunch of perverts and sickos. And everybody knows it. And all the priests today are the same. And then they just insult the Lord Jesus Christ. God's going to burn them in the lowest pit of hell for this. So how does God feel about idolatry? All that being said, turn to Deuteronomy chapter 27. This is why we have to reach the Catholic in Fresno. And Catholics are some of the easiest people to get saved. Because their religion is the dumbest thing you could possibly think of when it comes to what the Bible actually says. We're just going to look at a couple things tonight. But when you look at what the Catholic Church teaches and what the Bible actually says, that's why Catholics are so easy to get saved. Because an honest Catholic will tell you that he has no idea if he's going to heaven. No idea. An honest, humble Catholic will tell you that. And when you show them what the Bible says, see, the beauty of the Catholic sitting in the pews is that in their mind they believe the Bible. But they don't know what it said because these wicked people have been lying to them their whole life. So that's why when you open the Bible and you show them and you say, do you believe these things? They say, yeah, because it's in the Bible.